For those of you who weren't here yesterday, we're talking about the role of the Satguru, and we will review some of the points we made yesterday as well. So, starting with a quote, there's a beautiful chapter in Living with Shiva, chapter 47, called The Spirit of the Guru. So we're going to quote from that. And it talks about this room, which is this room. So when you visualize what's being said, it makes sense here. So Gurudeva says, in the future, we envision pictures of our Nandinal, the line of Satgurus, all the way around this room, then around, and then around, and then around. How many times is that? Four, right? So, if how many pictures can you get? I figured maybe 15. So that would be 60, right? Four times around for 15 is 60. So, if you figure 40 years each, that's 2,400 years. So, anyway, that's my calculation. Gurudeva says, we can see ahead another 2,200 years. So why does he say that? Because date on Tirumular's Tirumandiram is 2,002 years ago, which is when we date our lineage as having begun. So he's looking 2,200 years into the past and at the same time 2,200 years into the future. It's the same spiritual force, Shakti of Shiva, flowing through the nadas. There are many nadas being born again as nadas to move things along, to improve conditions, and when things aren't going very well, more nadas will come to put a spiritual force into the world through such media as Hinduism today. So I remember Gurudeva once, I thought it was jokingly, but who knows, he's saying, oh, maybe in my next life I'll be born in China. Establish Saivism in China, he said. So that's that kind of idea of being born to accomplish a big spiritual mission. So some people are born like Gurudeva with that in mind and choose difficult things to accomplish. So to review from yesterday, we made a list of five major tasks that a guru does, so we'll read them. First, the guru provides encouragement to continue to strive and move forward. He encourages us to keep striving, even when we are going through difficult times in our life. He also encourages us to strive to achieve more than we would otherwise. So yesterday we gave an example of encouragement, remember? Second, the guru helps us develop a spiritual self-concept. Whatever self-concept we bring to him, be it one of self-doubt or one of great pride, the guru helps us move beyond it and identify with our spiritual nature so that we truly feel ourselves to be a divine being. So again, we talked about that yesterday. Third, the guru speaks the teachings, and by listening to his spoken word, we have insights into the teachings far greater than we can acquire on our own by simply reading his books. So we touched on that yesterday in Siddhanta Shravana Niyama. That was our first talk yesterday on how the idea is that when it comes to spiritual teachings, you can understand them much better when you listen to someone expound them, such as Gurudeva, than you can just from reading them. Fourth, the guru helps us improve our behavior through focusing on our weakest areas as well as giving us guidelines as to how we as a spiritual person should behave. So we're going to touch on that today. And fifth, the guru provides initiation to quicken our unfoldment. So we made this point yesterday by reading another quote. Well, make it again today. It's what Gurudeva calls transformational spiritual unfoldment. Or Yogaswami put it, it's not in books, you fool. Shorter phrase there. Meaning that books are important, but spiritual unfoldment comes from what we do, not just from what we read. It's our actions in life that cause us to unfold spiritually. So this is a quote from Gurudev, again from the same chapter, on this idea of sadhana. Many of you have been studying with me for 10, 20, or 30 years. I want you to think through the rest of the day about the spirit of the Satguru. Suppose you didn't have a Satguru. You would be guided by the spirit of your intellect, or the spirit of your instinct, or the energies of confusion. The Satguru only has one job to do, to keep his devotees on the right track. We do not follow the way of words, which is repeating from memory verses and stanzas of scripture with meager mental interpretations of their meaning. We follow the way. Seem to go off. Oh, there it is. We follow the way of transformational spiritual unfoldment. We follow the marga of sadhana and tapa. Shishyas move from one stage to another in spiritual unfoldment as they progress through the different petals of the higher chakras and come into one or more inner awakenings, one after another. They are not to settle down in any one or several of the chakras and consider, this is a nice life. I like this part of my unfoldment, so I won't strive further. They can't do that because the spirit of the guru drives them onward. He is constantly thinking and saying, this is not good enough. You can do better. So the sheets are up there? Okay, great. Thank you. So today we're going to focus on help us improve our behavior. Our class today will focus on area number four, improving our behavior, through focusing on our weakest areas as well as giving us guidelines as to how we as a spiritual person should behave. Looking back at our analogy of the dance teacher yesterday, the teacher knows you are his student because you have done something, such as signed up for her class for the year or are paying a tuition each month. It is clear to the teacher who her students are, and of course she feels free to correct them, but of course does not correct other dancers who are not her students. Gurudeva worked out a simple way of knowing who his shishya are, which he called the annual rededication. Every year at Satguru Purnima, a shishya who wants to continue sends in the rededication form. This lets Gurudeva know, and now me, that the shishya wants continued guidance in his or her life for the coming year. Gurudeva described this as a shishya taking one step toward him and he responding by taking 9 steps in return. Gurudeva felt the rededication was important as it prevented him from continuing to make suggestions to someone who no longer wanted to receive suggestions from Gurudeva. One of the ways self-reflection can be done on our behavior is an annual review of Hinduism's code of conduct, or the yamas and niyamas. A natural time for this review to occur is during the time of year the Living with Shiva lessons are about the yamas and niyamas. These are Living with Shiva lessons 8 through 63. This period begins in the latter part of April and lasts for about 2 months. In performing this review, we are looking at the next refinement in the yama, in niyama, not simply thinking we have mastered it because we have the basics under control.